you for joining us on this series of podcasts about men in early years childcare. I'm Cathy Brodie of CathyBrodie.com. There are still very few men in childcare, so I was interested to investigate why this is and also how we can improve this situation. Today I'm joined by Andrew Clifford, Managing Director of First Class Childcare. Welcome to the podcast, Andrew. I know you own and run 9 settings in the North of England, First Class Childcare Group. Can you tell us a little bit about how you started in the sector and what it was that drew you particularly to the early years?
Well, I'm quite fortunate that I'm very lucky that my mum is an early years teacher, so I very much grew up with early years, so you could say it's in the genes. I'm fortunate that I still got such a good mentor to refer back to today. And my passion for early years is very genuine in the unique opportunity that we have in supporting and guiding and having such a positive impact on the formative years of the children is one that we all have to take so seriously, but we have such an opportunity to make such a positive impact.
Yes, and obviously with young children, you get that opportunity once, don't you? Because obviously as they grow up, you don't get those years back again, do you?
Absolutely. We've got to get it right first time.
Yes, absolutely. I would agree with you, yeah. Oh, so how would you describe your current job role then?
Well, currently, ultimately responsibility for the overall operations, finance and development of our group of nurseries. And in that, very lucky to have such a great senior team, including my wife Emma, around us. But also, we've never lost our family-run ethos, and particularly for me, something that I like is being able to keep the close links with our settings and all our practitioners. I still enjoy delivering training, spending time within the settings, coaching individual practitioners. And I guess also it's okay just to enjoy the children's adventures and join in with those as well. My sort of particular interest is in the outdoors and extending outdoor play. So if we get the opportunity to do that, that's something I very much treasure.
Yeah, and obviously from what you've said there as well, and knowing your background, it is very important to have that strong team and to have that family feel throughout all of your settings, isn't it?
Definitely, it's something we've worked very hard to retain, and I think whenever anybody comes in at whatever level within what we do, it's something that we take the time to explain our background and where we've come from and what our values are, and that we don't see ourselves as a big sort of national group or chain. And though certainly that family value is something that we hold very dear.
And certainly I know that with your coaching and your mentoring, training of staff, you value those staff individually within, as you say, you don't see it as a big conglomerate, do you?
No, I've always tried to provide all our team with the opportunity just to talk to us, because sometimes some of the best ideas and simplest solutions to things that some people might perceive are responsibility of the most senior people within the business can come from the most unexpected places. I think everybody's opinion is valued.
Yeah, certainly from my experience with your settings, I've seen that come through from the people that you have working there. So having a look a bit more specifically at men in childcare, in general, what sort of barriers do you think that there are for men in such a predominantly female workplace still?
Well, I note the word still. I think sadly, despite well-evidenced benefits to the children, particularly those who may lack a consistent male role model at home, a lot of the traditional stereotypes and prejudices clearly still exist. And I've often found it seems that parents can accept men within the setting as traditional sort of roles as cooks, maintenance, perhaps even with holiday club. But still questions remain when we have men working with the youngest children. And I think it's something we're all got a real responsibility to work hard to break some of those barriers down. And I think in terms of the predominantly female workplace, you know, whole female teams are not necessarily the most naturally welcoming environment for male practitioners. And I don't really hold that sort of against against the teams. It's just an environment that's not traditionally had a lot, as you say, had a lot of male representation, really.
Yes, and I'm sure that it's the other way as well. If you have predominantly male workplaces, accepting females in can be just as difficult, I'm sure.
You know, it's sort of that one way looking round the other way, perhaps in sort of a traditional manufacturing industry. Those same prejudices that women would have faced going into those kind of environments. So we need to sort of flip it round in the same way that some of those things have been done as well.
Yeah, yeah. You've mentioned there that you still see prejudice from parents in the non-traditional male roles. How about practitioners? How do you feel that they are with working alongside men?
I think it can depend on the individual and what experience perhaps people have had in the past. I think the general preconception of the historical, it being a female role, and particularly, you know, the caring side of that, is still an underpinning theme. But I think the opportunity, as we have as a whole sector, as we're upskilling and professionalising what we do, the opportunity for somebody that has that experience and has those background and qualifications to actually demonstrate their capability and their standing is a lot better now. And I think people are starting to respect people that have studied and have worked to develop themselves within our field.
Yes, yeah. I know certainly some of the other interviewees that I've had have talked about having the right person for the job, and very often it doesn't matter whether male or female. Yeah. How interesting. With working in the industry, have you encountered any specific difficulties yourself? And if so, how have you overcome those?
Obviously, I think because I've grown up within with our settings in the company, it's not something I've faced within the group and our settings. But in terms of professionally in the wider sector, sometimes a distinct challenge being in the minority, perhaps when you attend local authority events or conferences, things like that. But I think I've learned that you just have to allow people to respect you for who you are, and once people get to know your knowledge and your level of understanding, and that you can speak fluently on the subjects at hand, it doesn't seem to be an issue. I try to be proactive with it, and not, it certainly don't let it be an issue for me. But I've not really personally encountered any great difficulty.
Well, that's good to hear anyway, and that might be a sign that things are changing, let's hope.
Hope so.
Yeah. Do you think that settings and the industry in general are getting better at encouraging men? What do you think the signs are out there?
I think so. I think there's some really good anecdotal evidence around, with some certainly some companies that I know are taking a really proactive stance to develop. And it's a cultural thing. You know, we've long-standing barriers to break down, so it's not going to happen overnight. But things like the Men in Childcare Networks, and obviously this series of podcasts that you're doing, certainly going to help raise that awareness and support progress on the issue.
Do you think that's part of it, just raising awareness and saying, you know, folks, it doesn't actually have to be like this, there is a better way of doing things?
Definitely, and I think I think because of the numbers involved, the more things that can be done regionally and nationally that can actually put practitioners, senior practitioners, managers together or in contact, or, you know, a male practitioner quite likely not to have another male practitioner in the setting.
Yes.
So to be able to network, like I say, regionally or nationally, with other male practitioners who may be facing some of the same challenges. I think it's great, and I think it's something as a sector we really need to get behind and support.
Yeah, absolutely. I think you're right that there are quite a few networks coming through, and they should be highly advertised, I feel. Yeah, definitely, I would agree with you there. Do you think in general the nurseries that you visit and that you see about the place, do you think that their environments could be made more welcoming, not just for male practitioners, but I'm thinking here about dads, uncles, granddads, for the males in general coming in?
Yeah, I think certainly for practitioners it's definitely helpful to consider what facilities are provided. I mean, certainly, for example, that you know staff and team rooms don't become a female-only environment.
Yeah.
But in terms of wider with dads, granddads, etc., I think it's a mindset. It's about looking at different ways in which we can encourage them to interact with the setting. I mean, we've done various different things, such as all our settings did a big dig day in the spring, where all our gardens and planting areas had a makeover. Father's Day breakfast, one of our settings actually did takeaway tea and coffee and a bacon sandwich.
Oh, brilliant.
For the week running up to Father's Day for all our dads that dropped off and picked up that week.
That's a great idea.
We've often found, you know, it's sometimes the really simple things. We often overcomplicate things.
Yeah.
And actually can also be very rewarding, because a lot of our dads and granddads have a lot of very valuable skills that you know, they can add to the setting and some of the experiences they can provide.
Yeah.
So I think it's a mindset.
Yeah, definitely. And I just think those little ideas can be really nice, and that breaks the ice, doesn't it? It sort of gets them in for that first time, and then you know their name, and then it's building that relationship, isn't it?
Breaks down that any kind of sort of formality or barrier, and you know, engages that sometimes it can be those initial conversations, or being able to see that there are other dads in the setting, and they're not, you know, then it's okay.
Yeah.
Whether they're coming in, we've done things, you know, we've invited parents to come in and cook. I know at one of the settings this summer we've a Turkish family, and dad came in and did a whole day with the preschool, and
wow.
His son and did the lunch alongside the cook, you know, looking at Turkish foods and different themes that we were doing. So.
How lovely, that's fantastic. Now that's a really nice use of both parent partnership and also, as you say, breaking down those male barriers, isn't it, and getting people in there. Yeah.
And the thing that underpins it all is, you know, it's the children that benefit at the end of the day.
Yes, exactly, yes. And that's obviously where the focus has got to be. Yeah, you're absolutely right, yeah. So you've been in early years for a few years now. What's your funniest moment been during your time in early years?
Oh, my word. Well, I read this question, and to be honest, it's probably far too many to pick one.
Yeah.
But what I would say is it usually stems from an innocent or inquisitive comment question from one of the children.
Yeah.
And I often just reflect that if I'm having a tough day, or... And I do this with my own children, but try and just spend some time in the setting with the children, and rest assured you can rely on one of the children to put the world into perspective.
Yes, that's a really nice, that's a nice thing to live by, actually, isn't it? Yeah, it's so true. So what would your advice be if you're a man just starting out in early years or in early years childcare?
I think you need to work hard. I think certainly reading lots, and I think that's something as a sector there is more and more ways of sharing and picking up practice ideas, and but most of all you have to come in and enjoy it. Every day in an early year setting is different. You've got, and as we said earlier, such an amazing opportunity to set a foundation in life for such our youngest children. And I've always said, if you're looking for just a job, don't come into early years.
Yeah, so true.
To me, it's a vocation, it's a passion, it's not a job.
Yeah, and that's going to be true whoever you are coming into early years, isn't it? Yeah. And I don't think that anybody's under any misapprehension that you're going to get paid loads or anything else. So the enjoyment's part of the job, isn't it, really?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, that's super. I meant to ask before, how many men do you employ in your companies at the moment, do you know?
We've three at the moment.
Oh, very good. Across 9 settings.
Yeah, in a variety of roles.
Yeah.
Plus myself.
Of course, that's 4 then, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, that's very good. So they do have somebody to bounce ideas off of and go to if they've got queries, or if they're having just one of those days, they'll have somebody to turn to then.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're just so important, isn't it? And finally, how can people find out more about First Class Childcare?
Best way is probably through our website, which is fccc.co.uk. Lot of information about the group and all of the lead practitioners at each setting. Please feel free to have a look and get in touch. And obviously be happy to show anybody around one of the settings and tell them a lot more about our ethos and our family background.
Lovely, and you're based in the northwest of England, aren't you, around that area?
We are, across Lancashire and Yorkshire, yes.
Lovely, thank you very much indeed. That's been really interesting, Andrew. Thank you so much. And thank you very much indeed for joining us today on the podcast. It's been absolutely fascinating hearing about how you've set up the group and the sorts of ideas you have for getting men in. I'm sure there'll be a queue for bacon butties in the morning somehow. Very best of luck for the future, Andrew. And do join me again, Cathy Brodie, on cathybrodie.com for the next podcast about men in childcare.